Because we see in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's telling Ananyaschintiyantamam Yejana Parepashate. Teisham Nityabhyuktanam Yogakshemam Bahamyam. Krishna says, if you have Ananya Bhakti, Ananya Bhakti means unbroken devotion. Not going here and there, but devotion fixed on God, Krishna Bhakti, Vishnu Bhakti. Ananyaschinta, that your consciousness is always fixed on God, then Yogakshemam Bahamyam. Krishna will give you whatever you need, whatever you want. And Prabhupada's formula, our Guruji's formula, was to depend on God. To do His work, to distribute His holy name, to distribute His name and fame, His teachings, and depend on Krishna. This is real spiritual life. And then Krishna gives you whatever you require. Krishna says in this verse from Gita, whatever you have, I keep it with you, I preserve it. I don't take anything from you that you don't need. And whatever you require, I give to you. Sometimes people ask the question that if I dedicate myself to serving Krishna and I'm so much absorbed in His happiness or pleasing Him, what about my happiness? Because in the material world, material life, everyone's concerned with number one, with me. What about me? What do I get out of it? What's my benefit? What's my pay? What's the bottom line? What's my profit? My profit margin. In other words, and what profit do we want? The basic profit that we want is happiness. Whatever activity we engage in, what we're really looking for is happiness. Or no engagement. Whether we do something or do everything, but if we do nothing and we're happy, then do nothing. If we do many things and we're happy, then do many things. But happiness is what we're after, because we're made of happiness, Satchidananda. We're made of happiness. So we're seeking it because it's within us, but we lost it. So we have to look for it. We are made of happiness. We can't find the inner happiness, so we're searching everywhere else. Man is looking to woman for happiness, woman's looking to man, looking to the world. I'll find happiness in this world. I'll find happiness in this person. But the real thing is, actually, you can find happiness within yourself. This is called Atmaram. Atmaram. The Atma is full of Raman, full of pleasure, joy. So Prabhupada didn't so much appreciate this idea of charging. It's one thing. Guru Dakshin, that's when one takes mantra. If one receives mantra from Guru, then there's some tradition of Dakshina, which has different meanings. It doesn't only mean money. It means giving one's energy, giving one's life, giving one's life to following the teachings. That's Dakshina also, Dakshina. And in fact, it even says in the Vedas, which our Guruji said, that if someone charges for knowledge, the knowledge will not manifest. This Vedic knowledge, it is actually, a Brahmin is not allowed to charge. Traditionally, in Vedic society, ancient Indian society, we had pandits and Jyotishi, and pandits and gurus. There was never ever any charge. And the argument is, well, those were the old days when people were charitable, and people were kind, and kings were wealthy. The government hadn't taken all their property. The kings were wealthy, so they were supporting the rishis and sages and ashramas. So they didn't have any tension or anxiety. But Prabhupada didn't buy that. He doesn't buy that idea. My Gurudev, he said, there's only two assets I have in my hand. One is that I have full faith in my Guru Maharaj, and I have full faith in the holy name of Krishna. And with these two assets, I came to America, and Krishna did the rest. And Prabhupada has quite a large institution now. And our formula is that we depend on God. And this is really what spiritual teaching should all be about. That if you're actually doing your duty, if one is doing his duty according to the Shastra, God is saying you should live like this and act like this, and I'll take care. So if you believe it, then you follow his teachings and depend on him. So if one is a Brahmin, or one is designated as a teacher, Guru, Brahmin, Acharya, he is supposed to teach. Yajan yajan patan patan dan pratigraha. That a Brahman, he performs yajna and engages other people in yajna. Yajan yajan patan patan. He studies the Bhagavad, he studies the pat, he studies the shastra and he teaches it. And then dan pratigraha. He receives donations and he distributes also. Whatever he gets, he distributes. He lives in a very simple way. So this, our whole life is based on that, depending on Krishna. And it's all a matter of faith. If someone is a guru, in other words, that's exactly why most all these modern gurus, they have to flatter their followers, otherwise they can't maintain their status quo. If you don't make me happy, I'm not going to give you any money. So then I have to rack my brain how to come up with all kinds of programs, make my flatterers feel good programs. And Prabhupada didn't cut corners. He said, this is the absolute truth. Human life is meant to realize God. You can only realize God by surrender. The more you surrender, the more you realize God. And if you have faith and surrender to God, God will take care. And Prabhupada gives hundreds of hours of lectures. Are the elephants, are they working? Are the ants working? Are the birds working? They're getting taken care of. They're maintained. God is maintaining everyone. So because they're doing their duty, they're an animal, they're doing what they're supposed to do. So we're human beings. If we do what we're supposed to do and follow the shastras, then you'll get sukham, you'll get happiness, you'll get paramgati, you'll get the supreme destination, and you'll get perfection. The converse is also true, as I mentioned earlier about that verse. If you reject the shastras, you get no perfection, no siddhi, no sukham, no happiness, and no, you don't go to the spiritual world. You stay in the karma chakra, cycle of birth and death. But if you do follow, then what do you get? You get happiness, joy, peace, happiness, perfection, and Vaikuntha prapti, eternal life in the spiritual world. That's the benefit. That's a good thing, the good results of following Shastra. Basically, as our Gurudev said, the modern world is a society of the cheaters and the cheated. He said this word, see this word? T-E-A-C-H-E-R, teacher. Now take the same letters and move it around. C-H-E-A-T-E-R, cheater. Teacher becomes cheater, cheater becomes teacher. And surrender is an aspect of love. Love is boundless and surrender is boundless. Because our love is being directed to God and our surrender is being directed to God. You can't surrender to someone you don't love. The more you love someone, the more you can surrender. If you don't love someone, you can do slavery by force, by duty. Oh, he's my husband, I'm supposed to love him. This is my wife, I'm supposed to love her. Especially in India, because they have these arranged marriages. These are my children, I'm supposed to love them. Can't stand them, but I'm supposed to love them. Anyway, let me pretend. This is the one lecture I gave. Love based on relationship, and relationship based on love. This is a very interesting concept. And the example is Radha and Krishna. They're not married, but their love is the highest. Krishna's married to Rukmini and so many queens. So that's love based on relationship. But the love of Rukmini can't compare a fig to Radharani's love. And Krishna's love, when Krishna's in Dwarka, he's sleeping in the palace. In the palace, of course, they had king's bedroom and, you know, queen's bedroom. It's not like nowadays. Queen's bed, everybody on the queen's bed, or king's bed, or whatever they have now. They had a separate court, even they had separate palaces. The king's palace would be there and the queen's palace is there. Even you go to Jayapur, the city palace, they take you a tour. This is the queen's palace. I don't know, not that he didn't see his wife, but he had several wives, so he didn't want to be in the same place. They visit, so they had the separate palaces. So when Krishna was sleeping, sometimes Rukmini would come, or sometimes, of course, they're together also, time to time. And when Krishna's sleeping, then at night he's dreaming, and he's saying, Radha, Radha, Radha. And Radharani's hearing, oh, who is this Radha? And you're sleeping with Rukmini and you're calling out Radha. So this shows the supremacy of Radharani's love. So this is relationship based on love. Krishna and Balaram. Balaram's mother is Rohini. His father is Vasudev. But Krishna and Balaram are inseparable brothers. You can't separate them. Their brotherly love is the most supreme in the entire creation. That's like this. This is the Vrindavan. The mood of Vrindavan is relationship based on love. And that's the jiva. The jiva has a relationship with the Lord. The jivatma has a relationship with the Lord based on love. So as we approach the loving Lord, then we surrender. Then we surrender because of our love is growing within us. Our love for God grows within us, so then we surrender something. And then when we surrender something, then we get some reciprocation. His love comes to us, because love is reciprocal. It's a two-way lover, two-way love. We try to love God, but He loves us also. As the Christians say, God loves you more than you. The Jesus people, the Christians always preach, oh, God loves you. They say like this, God loves you. That's a fact. But we love God also. And we can love Him, and He can love us. We want to serve and love God. He wants to serve and love us. That's why He gives you what you need. No, Prabhupada told us in early days, he said, if you surrender your life to Krishna and serve Krishna, you'll never be in want your whole life. Don't be afraid. He reassured us. Krishna will take care of whatever you require. You do your duty. Whatever your duty is. Not that we just sit down, well, Krishna will take care. No, we have to work. All the animals are also working. The lion's running on the plain. He's hunting the deer, and the deer are eating grass, and they're getting fat. And the deer are getting fat for the lion to eat them. And then they're all working. So we also have our work, and the work is according to our position. And the specifics of how to work in that position are given by the Shastra. So we should follow the Shastra, work according to our position, and surrender to God and serve God and remember God with as much time as we have in our hands, and everything will be adjusted perfectly. So we as a movement, in our movement, we're mostly a movement of teachers. ISKCON, at least, we're meant to teach, and it's free. Everything is free. Of course, we ask something for books sometimes, because it costs something to print them. Books usually, but even then some people give free books away. But knowledge, you can never, actually it's like Jyotishis, it says in the books on Jyotirveda and others that if you sell this knowledge, then you'll lose this knowledge. The fine points of this knowledge will not be with you. So an astrologer who has the ability to do bhavishya predictions, it's called predictive astrology, it's based on a lot of intuition. A lot of intuition looks at your stars this way, that way, and says, yes, this will happen in 5 years, this will happen in 3 years. That's very deep perception. And if someone is selling that knowledge, then that he won't get that gift. That's a special gift. Astrologers now, they don't have much power because they're selling. Whenever knowledge is sold, that knowledge is not very effective. The real knowledge is free. you have a right idea. Why should you have to pay? Spiritual knowledge is from the spiritual realm. It's descending. It's called Avaroha Panta or Avaroha Shabda. It comes down from the spiritual world. What material thing can purchase something spiritual? You can't buy spiritual things with material things. So why is spiritual knowledge, why you have to give material money for spiritual knowledge? Material money is for material things. Car, clothes, food. But why we have to, spiritual knowledge is spiritual. It's transcendental. Why have to pay? Prabhupada used to say in the old days, they had some groups, TM, they were selling some mantras. They're $35, you can get a special mantra. And Prabhupada said, our mantra is free. I mean, we don't mention any names of anyone. Everyone is trying to contribute the best they can. They have some notion about what is a good thing to do and are trying to benefit people. As I said, they have their role to play, and well and good. I have no issue with anyone. It's all part of the Leela of the Lord. Everyone is the robber and the welfare worker and the dacoit. They all playing their role. They all have their role to play. None of them are right. None of them are wrong. It's part of the world as it is. We do not come into this world to criticize or find fault, because everyone gets what they deserve. You're born as Janmaishvarya Shruta Shribir. You're born into a certain family with certain knowledge and beauty and wealth and influence due to previous karma. It's karma foul. You plant a mango tree, you can't eat an olive. I want to get olives. No, there's a mango tree, you'll get mango. So some people are getting this type of teacher, or this type of teacher wants to teach this type of subject. He believes that's the perfection. And Krishna's making him believe that that's the perfection. Otherwise, how can he believe it and to teach it? So Krishna's doing that. God is doing that. God is giving him belief that this is the right path. And I'm the teacher of this path, and you should follow it. He's convinced. And who gives him that conviction? God gives him the conviction. So we see Krishna's will everywhere. Krishna's arranging for him to believe in this path, and so he teaches it. Then Krishna sends all these fools to him to follow that path. Because he needs so many fools also. Just like in any kingdom, if you have a kingdom, say you have a big business. Some people are on the computer, they're getting like 2 lakhs a month. They're special programmers or what they call website designers, a real hi-fi website. They may be getting 2 lakhs a month or more. But then there's a guy that goes out every 3 hours and gets tea. And he comes, tea, sir, and he puts tea next to the thing. And he gets 5,000 rupees a month. But he's part of the business. He's part of Apple Computers. He's part of Macintosh. And he's a key member, because if they don't drink their tea every 3 hours, they fall asleep. So he's like the drug dealer. He's keeping everybody drugged up in the business. Keep your tea or coffee going. So it's free. The boss gives it free because he knows he gets lakhs worth of production with all that drug. So everybody's drugged up in the work field. But he's part of the job. He's an important player. The tea wala. In the West we call it the gopher. Where you keep one guy, he's not even a tea wala. He maybe does tea, but you just keep him there. He just sits there. He gets paid, not much. Say, listen, my wife called. Can you run out and get some sabji? So he runs out and buys sabji. He's called the gopher. Gopher means go for this, go for that. He's called a gopher. What's your job? Oh, I'm a gopher in this office. And you sit there, and then you come and say, okay, look, can you take my car? Look, take my driver and go pick up my kids at school, take them to the gym or whatever. So the same way, in this world, there's so many fools and so many gurus of the fools. And there's so many like half fools and gurus of the half fools. And there's so many very wise and learned people, and there's so many gurus for them. So Krishna, it's all his place. It's his leela. It's his world. He's enjoying it all. He's leela purushottam. So look at this foolish guy. He's selling his mantra and telling people to get everything with his mantra. What a jerk. And look at all these jerky people. So then Krishna's thinking, I have to find so many jerks to send to this guy so he can have an ashram. So then Krishna inspires in the heart, this guy is, he's Jagat Guru. He's Mahamandaleshwara Shastra Shiromani Ekazarat Sri Srimad, whatever long, super long tail. And everybody's right there. And we have to think about the meaning of this phrase, one with him. Because Krishna is one and I am one. And we are separate ones. And sometimes I may become one with my wife. But after that, actually I am one individual and my wife is one individual. So for some common idea or some common desire, we may become one. God is an individual one. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, Natvaham Chatu Nasham Natvam Name Janadipa. Never was there a time, he's telling Arjuna, never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. Krishna is saying, I am eternally an individual, you are eternally an individual. But I am the supreme individual and you are the dependent. I am the supreme independent individual and you are the supreme dependent individual. Nityo nityananam, chaitanas chaitananam, eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. This is one Upanishadic phrase. Nityo nityananam, of all those eternal entities, there is one supreme eternal. Chaitanas chaitananam, of all those conscious entities, the conscious jiva, jivatma is as consciousness, a particle of consciousness, there's one supreme consciousness. Eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. Eko. That one has been fulfilling yo vidadati kaman. He's been fulfilling the desires of the many since time immemorial. So God is actually fulfilling all our desires. We need food, we need water, we need sunlight, we need to digest our food, we need to repair our cells, we need to replace ourselves and make our body grow, and all these things that are going on. We need intellectual energy, we need physical strength. It's all given by God. In a second, our arm can become paralyzed. We can get dementia or amnesia. So all the power of this mind, the power of this body, the intelligence, the ability, it all comes from God. But at all times, God maintains his individuality. This is God's statement, Krishna's statement in Gita. That never is there a time, because so Krishna doesn't say, Arjuna, I am one and you and I are one. He never says that. He says we're eternally individuals, individual consciousness. We are part and parcel of God. But there is a meaning to oneness. The meaning of oneness is to be one with the desire of God. When a man and husband and wife become one, it's because they're one in desire. The wife wants to be one with the husband wants to be one with the wife. So they unite. What is called love or union or whatever. There's a union there. There's union, but there's still individuality. Even in the union between man and woman, there's still the individuals are still there. Do you lose your identity? Some feelings, there's a blending of hearts, a blending of emotions, a blending of feelings. But still, even during the blending, there's oneness and difference. Oneness is going on and difference. We are one and our love is melted together in oneness. But still, we're eternally individual. So that is that the origin of that desire for oneness is the desire of oneness of the jiva with Bhagavan. Bhagavan jiva prem sambandha. That's what love of God is all about, Krishna Prem. Love of God is all about oneness. To be one with God means to be one with the love of God. And to be one with God means to be one with the desire of God. Desire, God has a desire. And if we want what he wants, then we're one with his desire. Krishna says, I want your love. That's his desire. That's his one desire. God says, I want the love of my jivas. And if the jivas say, yes, I want to give you my love, then there's oneness. And how does that oneness express itself? How does the oneness of love express itself? The oneness of divine love expresses itself by service. You're one with your husband, but that means there's no service. You don't do anything for him. You just say, oh, we're one, we're one, we're one. I love my husband. I'm one in love with my husband. We are one. Do sharir ekatma, whatever they say in Hindi. But it's not a static position. It's dynamic. The oneness of love between two individuals is dynamically expressed through a variety of services. So the oneness and love of the jiva with Bhagavan is expressed through a variety of services. Because love means service. So we are one, we can be one with God at every moment of the day, if every moment of the day we are engaged in the service of God. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanavedanam Navavida Bhakti. There are nine ways to be at one, there's nine different ways to be one with God. You can be one with God by hearing about him, Shravanam, Shravan, Shravan, hearing about God. Harikata, Harikata Shravan, hearing about God. Because God, the sound of God, the touch of God, the smell of God, the taste of God, it's all God. God is unlimited. So if you're hearing about God, you're one with God. If you're speaking about God, you're one with God. If you're chanting God's name, Krishna, 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 Govinda, Jaya, Jaya, you're one with God. God is there, and you're one in the name. You're packed up together in the name. The name is God. God is the name. So if you're chanting the name of God, you're one with God by chanting. Shravanam, Kirtanam. Then Smaranam. If you're remembering God, I'm thinking of God, I'm thinking of Him. He's beautiful, He's kind, He's sweet, He has so many qualities, so many leelas and pastimes, Ram Leela, Krishna Leela, Braj Leela. Then I'm one with God by doing Leela Smaranam, remembering His Leela. He's in my mind and I'm in His mind. I'm remembering Him and I'm there with Him, we're one. I'm praying to Him, that's oneness. So these are all ways to be one with God. Bhakti means love. Love is expressed by what? The man and woman express, a husband and wife, let's say, not man and woman, say husband and wife, they express their oneness and love through union. This is the physical expression of their oneness of the hearts and minds. But that union is a giving. You're giving your body to the husband. The husband's giving his body to you. So the same thing, we express our oneness with God by giving our body to God. And giving our body to God means giving all of our senses, our ears to God, our nose to God, our tongue to God. Always being one with God by eating Krishna Prasad. Only food, vegetarian, pure vegetarian food, sattvic ahara that's offered to God and becomes Krishna Prasad. So when our tongue touches that Prasad, that Prasad is Krishna, we become one with Krishna by eating. So this... We express our oneness with our husband by the bodies come together. We offer our body. So we express our oneness with God. We can become one with God by offering our body to God. Our body fully, a human body fully engaged 24 hours a day in the service of God. He's totally at one with God. One in love, one in service, one in thought, one in mind, one in heart, one in body. That is oneness. This is the answer to this question, how to have oneness. And if you're absorbed in this type of oneness with God, always engaged in His service, that is mukti, that is liberation. There is no more birth and death for you. You're in the spiritual world. What is the spiritual world? It means God's there, I'm there, and we have a oneness because I'm serving Him with full love and He's serving me in reciprocation with full love.